102 and K-Talk. Motheo is on The Money Show.
Yesterday, we told you about an exciting new project in the world of retail companies from around the world coming together. The likes of Tesco, ShopRite here at home, the Woolworths in Australia and New Zealand, are holding hands to start the W23 Global Fund, which will be dispersing around $125 million to innovative companies that seek to grow the retail space. Earlier on, from Australia, I spoke to Ingrid Mars, who is the CEO and Chief Investment Officer for this particular fund, asking them where this particular idea came about.
Well, the idea stemmed from the vision that by working together and collaborating, we could tap into the best innovation across the world that would help us deliver better experiences for our customers and be better for our planet, and do so in a way that actually benefits the startups we invest in as well, because we would give them a credible pathway to global scale. So it really came from a place of win-win for all parties involved.
Quite strange. Most people would expect that retailers would want to compete each other, but it seems like a knowledge sharing exercise here, where you're trying to make sure that the best technology for retail around the world can be shared, especially in investing in some of these businesses.
Yeah, you're correct. And particularly, I mean, when it comes to delivering more sustainable practices and doing better things for our planet, I don't believe we should compete. It's in all our interest to do the right thing. And the same way it is, retail is advancing, and technology in particular is advancing rapidly, and innovation is changing rapidly. It's very hard for a single retailer to remain abreast of everything that is going on across the globe and continue to run the retail. By working together, we can actually help each other. And ultimately, the ones who benefit are the customers and the planet. So collaboration seemed a way to go for us.
And this, the setup of the fund, how much are the retailers investing into it? Is it an equal share from each of the companies, or how is the percentage worked out?
It was deliberately set up as an equal partnership because it was important that everyone sitting around the table had an equal weight and an equal voice in explaining what innovation was necessary to drive their business.
And what kind of businesses are you looking to focus on? I know there's a lot of a big drive around the world around fintech, but also logistics solutions that could work well for FMCG companies.
Yes. So we're looking at two big thematics. One is retail innovation in the broader sense of the word. And that involves, like you said, logistics. It involves customer experiences. It involves e-commerce, efficiencies across the entire value chain, fintech. And the other big thematic is sustainability, which is more about emission reduction, renewable energy and usage, waste management, sustainable packaging, biodiversity and conservation of natural capital. So there's these two broad thematics that all retailers across the world are seeking to innovate in and deliver better outcomes for. So we'll be focusing on those two areas.
Now, I'm sure all the businesses listening into this conversation will want to know what exactly the fund is looking for in terms of the businesses that it's looking to invest in. What kind of innovative companies are you looking for? Is it sector specific? Are you looking for a certain set of skills, or is it anything that could really improve the retail space?
It is actually the latter. So anything that could really improve the retail space. And I've learned over the years that it's always important to remain open-minded. And in our context, we are really about advancing the innovation for retailers. So anything in that space will work for us. And the value offering to the startups is around giving them access to global scale, which many startups will benefit from. If as a founder, you think you have a proposition or an innovation that is technology driven, so we do look at technology and globally scalable. Those are two important criteria. So if you have an innovation that is technology driven and globally scalable, by all means, reach out to us on our website and we'll take a look at it. We scan a lot of innovations.
Africa's unique problem has always been great ideas, but very little money to make sure they're propped up. Are you going to be region specific in the disbursement of the funds in this particular W23 Global Fund, or is it any and every entrepreneur from around the world?
So it's deliberately set up as a global fund because we don't believe that the best ideas come from a particular region. And actually, through my conversations with Peter and the broader ShopRite team, it's become very apparent that there's a very thriving innovation and startup community in Africa and in South Africa. And I'm really looking forward to connecting and engaging with that community to see how we could help them and support their vision and maybe bring some of the capital to grow their vision and help them scale. So there's absolutely a desire to explore what I understand is a very thriving community.
Some of the things that does hinder the scaling you're talking about from some of these businesses is the fact that you would receive the funding, but the knowledge of how to run a business, how to scale a business, how to make sure that you are tax compliant in a different sector of the world. Are you going to be also incubating some of the businesses you're funding to make sure that, you know, they fully encapsulated in the retail space?
Our approach and the way we've approached it over the last number of years has always been to be there when the founders ask for our help. We do have a lot of experience in the team and we can tap into a vast network of experience, but also stay out of the way when we need to stay out of the way, because the last thing we want is tell them how to run their business. But by all means, and it really depends on the founder. Some founders want support and ask for support. Others like to have more independence. To answer your question, yes, we have a very good experience in the team, but also in our broader network. And our role will be to help those startups grow and help them where they want to help.
Now, in gaining this market access to the rest of the world, you might find that an entrepreneur is based in Australia. You fund them as W23, but they would like to have interests perhaps in Nigeria or South Africa. Would you have satellite offices that could help them establish themselves in other locations around the world?
Well, there's a big difference between us as a fund and them as a startup. So we as a fund are a very small team and a very lean team, and it's less about location because we operate through our network globally. As a startup, they will have to come up with the commercial contracts with, and we will help them with that and facilitate some of them with their customers. And that will determine where they need to set up satellite offices. So it's kind of very separate.
And what is the vision then for this fund in the years to come? Are we likely to see more retailers joining the W23 to make sure it expands to other pockets of the world?
Well, right now it's day one, and the vision right now is to really realize the vision we have currently, which is we have five investors. We have 125 million to deploy over 5 years, and we're really trying to find innovation and help those investors step into innovation that helps them deliver better experiences for their customers and better outcomes for the planet and support startups we'll be investing in. Where that takes us in a number of years, I'll always be open-minded and entrepreneurial to new opportunities, but I think it's important to first land our mission today.
And before I let you go, Ingrid, is there a cap of businesses that you're looking at, maybe 1,000 businesses from around the world, or will the fund dictate how much you take on?
The fund will dictate how much we take on, and more importantly as well, what the startups need. Because our role is not just capital, it's really around giving them some of the support they need to be able to land their first retail customers and expand globally, and some of that support to grow their business, which you alluded at earlier. So it really will be dictated by our fund and the opportunities that come across our desk.
Well, that was the CEO of the W23 Global Fund, Ingrid Mars, talking about the great opportunity for fired up startups that are looking for willing investors in the retail sector. ShopRite is already scooters ahead in the grocery delivery space in the country and is looking for similar innovation to improve its operations throughout Africa through this particular fund. $125 million, the W23 Global Fund. Do give it a look.